Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today, I'll be reading The Godfather. A poor man had so many children that he had already asked everyone in the world to be godfather, and when he had yet another child, there was nobody left to ask. He did not know what to do, and in his distress he lay down, fell asleep, and had a dream showing him that he should go outside the town gate and ask the first person he met to be godfather. When he awoke, he decided to undertake what the dream had shown. He went out in front of the gate and asked the first man he met to be godfather. The stranger gave him a little bottle of water and said, "This water has miraculous powers. You can cure the sick with it, but you must keep your eye on death. If he's standing at the head of the sick person, then give the patient some of the water, and he'll get well. However, if death is standing at the patient's feet, there is nothing that can be done, and the patient must die." From then on, the man could always predict whether a sick person could be saved or not. He became famous because of his skill and earned a great deal of money. One day he was summoned to the king's child, and when he entered the room, he saw death standing by the child's head and cured him with the water. The same thing happened a second time. But the third time, death was standing at the foot of the bed, and the child had to die. Once, the man decided to visit the godfather and tell him how well he had been doing with the water. When he entered the house, though, he noticed that there were some very strange things happening. On the first landing, he encountered a shovel and a broom, having a terrible argument that led to blows. "Where does the godfather live?" he asked them.
"One flight up," answered the broom.
When he came to the second landing, he saw a bunch of dead fingers lying there. "Where does the godfather live?" he asked.
"One flight up," replied one of the fingers.
On the third landing, there was a pile of skulls, who told him to go up one flight. On the fourth landing, he saw some fish sizzling in a pan over a fire. They were frying themselves, and also told him, "One flight up." After he had climbed the fifth floor, he came to a door of a room and looked through the keyhole. There he saw the godfather, who had a pair of long horns. When he opened the door and went inside, the godfather quickly jumped into bed and covered himself.
"Godfather, you certainly have a strange household," the man said. "When I came to the first landing, a broom and a shovel were quarreling so violently that they gave each other terrible blows."
"How can you be so simple-minded?" said the godfather.
"That was the kitchen boy and the maid just talking to each other."
"On the second landing, I saw dead fingers lying about."
"My goodness, how foolish you are. Those were salsify roots."
"On the third landing, there were skulls lying about."
"You stupid man, those were cabbage heads."
"On the fourth landing, I saw fish frying themselves."
Just as he said that, the fish came in and served themselves on a platter.
"And when I came to the fifth landing, I looked through the keyhole, and I saw you, godfather, and you had such long, long horns."
"Now, that's just not true."
The man became frightened and ran away.
Indeed, there's no telling what the godfather might have done to him if he had stayed. The end.
The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, www.grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments or subscribe through iTunes. Thank you for listening.